Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said on the Senate floor that he's feeling upbeat that a deal can be reached soon.
I am hopeful that soon both sides will find an agreement that keeps default completely off the table. We've made good progress this week, but the work continues. No one will get everything they want.
President Biden is reportedly being briefed regularly while in Japan for talks with Group of Seven leaders. Economists warn that if the debt limit isn't raised, that could have disastrous economic consequences for the country. House Republicans passed a debt ceiling bill last month and linked it to steep federal spending cuts. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told CNBC that the GOP bill is reasonable.
Republicans are the only one who have passed a bill to limit save and grow, to raise the debt ceiling, and actually make the economy stronger.
But Democrats say Republicans are playing with fire. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York told MSNBC that House Republicans are threatening a catastrophic default if they can't force through major cuts to public services.
We were essentially given a choice by some of the extreme MAGA Republicans. Accept the default on the America Act, or accept an actual default that would destroy millions of jobs, crash the stock market, hurt retirees, and skyrocket costs. Neither of those two choices are acceptable.
South Dakota Republican and Senate Minority Whip John Thune called on President Biden to support an agreement both parties can agree to.
I hope, Mr. President, that over the next few days we will see a deal emerge that not only raises the debt ceiling, but also puts us on a more sustainable fiscal path moving forward.
But Democrats have argued throughout the debt ceiling standoff that the time to debate government spending is during the budget process. Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders says that the Republicans are forcing an artificial crisis, especially given their past votes on raising the debt ceiling.
The debt ceiling was raised 18 times under President Ronald Reagan, 7 times under President George W. Bush, and 3 times under President Donald Trump, when the national debt increased by some $8 trillion, with no strings attached.
Sanders and several Democratic senators, including John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, Ed Markey of Massachusetts, and Oregon's Jeff Merkley, are calling on the Biden administration to invoke the 14th Amendment's clause mandating that the nation's debt must be paid on time. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.